I see you, ending in the garden, dreaming in motion. I'd like to know to where you're dreaming and whether I can come along for a short while. May Ayim, Afrikete, 1995. The woman in the woven hat. What makes us black? What makes us black? Amina, that's a good question. What makes us black? The woman in the patterned dress. Firstly, we've been categorized as black by history, and we're being depicted as black by the white world. What makes us ethnically black is our hair, our skin. Amadou, mostly our genetics, I'd say. I don't feel like my character is particularly black, neither in a cliché way, nor in my own definition of black. I don't engage much with the topic, which is probably perfect for this interview. The woman in the patterned dress. I don't think that all black people are loud and funny. I think people become this way because they want to fit in or be popular when they're the only black person in the room. Amadou, it sometimes makes me feel uncomfortable when other black people make their skin tone their only characteristic and that's it. No individuality, just I'm black and that's me.
Das zeichnet mich aus und nicht mein eigener Charakter, sozusagen.
Amina, people used to prognose how I will evolve, imagining a random black woman who might be from South Africa thinking, Amina will probably become like her, Amadou. I feel like the majority of black people I know get their image of blackness from America and mostly from rappers. And so they adapt this slang in unnatural ways because they're not Afro-American, but Afro-German.
Afroamerikanisch sind, sondern Afrodeutsch.
Amina, others push you into a stereotypical role that they know from another country. For example, you're expected to be like the Afroamericans in films. So you wonder, am I like that? Actually, I grew up so different. So what makes me black, especially with a capital B, it's a political identity. What makes me politically black? Amina, I think that we've experienced so much racism, maybe not personally, but through others. There are people who clearly distinguish, even if not obviously. Yesterday, I had a phone call with my step-grandma, and she said that she'd been thinking of me lately because I'm dark-skinned. And I was like, whoa, where is this going? She said, I was so worried because of everything you experience. And I thought, how sweet of her. Then the conversation changed direction, and she said, I remembered how you climbed up the doorframe as a child. Those were your father's positive genetics. It made me think how she saw me my whole life as a small black girl who inherited some positive and some negative characteristics from her dad, but not as Amina, who is the way she is regardless of her father being from Senegal, the woman with multiple buns. I find it remarkable that we get so much hate from when we're young, but we still have love for ourselves and the love to want to understand it. The woman in the woven hat. I think that blackness encompasses so much love, creativity and art that it's difficult to put into words. It's kind of a feeling, a very positive and loving feeling, which has the potential to change a lot.
Mehr oder weniger wie so eine Art Gefühl ist. Und ein sehr positives Gefühl, ein liebevolles Gefühl, was, glaube ich, ja, noch viel verändern kann.
The woman with multiple buns. How much hate we receive, you know? But we don't even consider revenge. We just want to be equal. The woman with the curly bob. We just want to be equal, exactly. The woman with multiple buns. And we see ourselves as equal. The fact that this hate which we face doesn't define us, that's what makes us black, I think. Credits.